already had a few of you say, please don't be upset if you fall asleep. I only ask that if I fall asleep, you come up and wake me up. But thank you for the food. It was wonderful. And I thought it was a great time of fellowship. This has been a really good day to be here. I am going to keep this short. I asked in the men's meeting last week, I said, how long should I speak on Sunday afternoon? And simultaneously, I heard 15 minutes, 5 minutes, 3 minutes. I won't tell you who said 3 minutes, but you may or may not have gotten that right. But I actually had something different prepared, but I'm gonna change gears because one of the things that's really struck me today has been the singing. I really appreciate the singing. Today we've been led by Steve, we've been led by Jeff, by Sam, by Kyle. And I appreciate the involvement. I mean, we're small in number, but you guys put your heart into the singing, and I really appreciate that. And it made me, I was talking with Eric, I think either before service or between, I don't remember, but we were talking about our kids and their involvement in music. And one of the fun things about being Kate and Sarah's dad has been watching their musical talents. And I know there's a lot of musical talent in this congregation, but, you know, they've both been playing piano since they were four. They can sing. They can play any kind of instrument you put in front of them. They've won awards for singing and instrument, you know, playing instruments and band and chorus and strings. And, you know, it's been really cool because that's not something that I do. I don't have that ability. 3 weeks from today, Kate's going to get to sing on the stage at the Ryman, which is just incredible because of her ability to sing. And so it's just, it is awesome to live that through them because as Jeff can attest to you, since I sit directly behind him, I can't carry a tune in a bucket. I cannot. You know, from the time when Kate was little and she was four and she was taking piano lessons and she'd say, Daddy, can you come help me with, and I'd go, no, I can't. I can't. And just to emphasize how terrible of a singer I am, I may have told this story before, but it's okay. I want to hear it again anyway. So when I was a student at Lipscomb, this is a long time ago, so this is the, you know, mid-90s. I was a student at Lipscomb, and during the time when I was there, they went from having one big corporate chapel to individual chapels that were spread out at different times. And I ended up in this chapel that was just in a classroom. And I got to tell you another thing that kind of goes parallel with this. When I was in high school in Lebanon and went to Friendship Christian in Lebanon, there was a kid who was a year behind me, who was like all-world singer, even tried to make it as a country music artist. And I mean, he could sing anything. And he ended up going to Lipscomb too. And so he was a year behind me. Beautiful voice, just incredible singer. So anyway, I'm in this chapel that's in this classroom. And we're lined up in rows and just, you know, normal school chairs. And I'm sitting behind this young lady, and sitting directly behind me is my friend from Friendship Christian, who's a year behind me. And because I'm so bad at singing, I am singing as quiet as I possibly can, you know, because I'm not really thinking about why I'm singing. I'm just thinking about, I don't want anybody to hear me. And my buddy who's sitting behind me is just letting it go, you know, I mean, and it's just awesome. And when chapel was over, this young lady stood up and she turned around and she looked at me and she said, I just want to let you know that you had the most beautiful voice I have ever heard. And I looked at her with the most sincerity I could drum up within my heart, and I said, thank you. But I was thinking about singing and why we sing. And the thing that just kept coming back to me, a few minutes ago, was that we sing not just because we enjoy singing, but we sing because we owe God a debt of praise for what He has done for us. I was looking at Colossians just a few minutes before service started. I opened up Colossians chapter 3, And in Colossians 3, where Paul, I won't go into the whole thing, but Paul is talking about putting on a new self. He uses this kind of metaphor of clothing and taking off and putting on. And in the midst of that, he's giving some instructions. And he says, you know, to sing in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. But he says this, with thankfulness. And we sing because we have a debt of praise to God, because we're thankful for what he did for us. You know, this morning we talked about how the standard is perfection, right? And that's the standard, and we can't live up to that standard. That's why we need a Savior. That's why we need a Messiah. And we are thankful that he has given us that Savior. He has given us that hope in the midst of completely being lost. We have that hope, and that's why we sing. We sing because God deserves our praise for what he has done for us. And why does he deserve it? Because without him, there's no hope. And, you know, I know everyone here knows what that hope is about. As you might say, especially on a Sunday afternoon, I'm preaching to the choir here. So we know about that hope. But let's always remember that. And if there is any part of your life where you're struggling and you need your brothers and sisters, we all deal with struggles. We all deal with obstacles in our lives. And if there's something you're struggling with and you need to talk to your brothers and sisters about that, we would welcome you to do that. If it happens to be that you're here and you have not, you know, you don't have that hope because you haven't submitted your life to Christ, you know, the beauty is that God has given us this incredible gift. All we have to be willing to do is to take it. He just asks for our faith. He asks for our faith. He has done all the work. He has given us something that we could not do for ourselves, and we just have to be willing to take it and to live for him. And if you haven't done that, then I encourage you to think about that this afternoon. If there's anything we can do for you, come forward while we sing our invitation song.